News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
As I was saying earlier on, if you're in Howth or Malahide or Portmarnock or Balbriggan or Lusk or Skerries or Dundalk or anywhere North County or North City, you have the perfect excuse on a gorgeous day not to come in because there are major disruptions on DART services which have knock-on effects all the way up through the North County. Barry Kenny is with us. He's Head of Corporate Communications at Éireann Road. Éireann, what's the story, Barry?
Yes, Anton, as you say, major disruption on the north side. This resulted from overhead line damage. It actually happened yesterday evening about 8:30 or before 8:30. But at that point, we had 20,000 people attending the Teddy Swims concert in Malahide Castle. And obviously, we would be the mainstay in public transport and getting people home. So we had one track available. We kept the line open to ensure that we could get those people home. And our teams on the ground did a fantastic job in that. It meant our repair crews mobilised then at 1 a.m. It does mean that through this morning, and look, our current estimate is up to about lunchtime, we have no DART services between Malahide and Howth and Clontarf Road. The Northern Commuter Service isn't operating between Howth Junction and Connolly, and obviously delays and a limited service north of Howth Junction up to Drogheda and Dundalk. And as you say, the Belfast Enterprise will have bus transfers between Connolly and Drogheda as well.
So does that mean that anything effectively north of Howth Junction that's coming in, whether it be Donabate, whether it be Balbriggan, Drogheda, Dundalk, Belfast, all the way up that line, you're getting off at Howth Junction and getting on a bus?
Well, we're, advising people to get their where there are better bus connections there. And so that's the best, I suppose, connection point for people who are going into the city. Obviously, we do have some intermediate customers there, but that is the best connection point if you're coming from the Northern Commuter Line.
20,000 people, probably?
I suppose kind of totally, and as you say, things like weather, holidays have an impact on this, but I mean, assuming it continues to the morning, you are talking about between 15 and 20,000 people that will be affected. Obviously, we apologise to customers for this. I think it was the right thing to do from a kind of public safety point of view to ensure that that huge crowd leaving the concert, that we were able to get them home and commence the works at that point. But obviously, it does have that knock-on effect through this morning as a result.
And what about afternoon commute and the people heading for Katy Perry?
As soon as we have an update on this, we will advise customers, as I say, as of the start of business this morning. Our estimate was for mid-morning. I think it's prudent to advise people to expect disruption until lunchtime. But once we have the line back and open, we'll have full services and we'll have the full additional services for tonight's concert as well.
Thanks for that update, Barry. Barry Kenny there, Head of Corporate Communications at Éireann Road. Éireann.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.